Time and a Half with Brother Charles. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Welcome to the second week of Time and a Half. Today is a good day, y'all, and I'll tell you why. Today is a good day not only because I started the show off with my boo Lauryn Hill, but also because there was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful demonstration that was conducted in Farrenon earlier today. I stand with all my brothers and sisters who stood with me in solidarity. You know, during this trying time, it's good to know that there's people that you can grieve with, because this is a time of bereavement. But at the same time, we expressed ourselves in a very organized and uplifting manner. And I know that people walked away empowered. People walked away thinking. People walked away perplexed, asking themselves questions, asking other people questions. And that was the whole point of the demonstration. If you aren't familiar with what was going on, we organized First and Lower, did a die-in. What a die-in is when somebody demonstrates somebody who's been wrongfully killed lying in the street, which is so common, especially in this time, kind of to copy off of the way that they left Mike Brown in the street for far too long. We were in Lowell for about 30 minutes reading the names of Black Americans who have been wrongfully slain by police while playing some music. And after about 30 minutes in there, we began to walk out into Farrenon Atrium. We stood in the center of the atrium. Hand in hand, we sang Lean On Me, as well as expressed our feelings and did a couple pieces. And I just want to give a shout out to Brother Javante, who has been a crucial warrior when it comes to organizing, man. He's always putting on and representing. And just everybody who came out and showed support, and people who come up to me saying, you know, what time are y'all about to do this? Where are you going to be at? Everybody who makes a conscious effort to make it known that what's going on in this country needs to change, and it can start on college campuses like Lafayette. The title of this show is The Criminality Crooked Cop-Out, because Keith Lamont Scott, the brother who was wrongfully slain while sitting in his car, has now been plastered all over the news with his criminal charges of his past and all these other things. Granted, you know, and it's funny to me how after every police killing, the media tries its hardest, its absolute hardest, to paint Black individuals as these bad people who, for whatever reason, due to their crimes, deserve death. Last time I checked, there's plenty of people who commit crimes and walk away with their lives. But it's funny how when a brother commits a crime, maybe decades beforehand, them being wrongfully killed now in 2016 makes their crimes relevant. Also, I will be discussing the argument against Black Lives Matter when people discuss black-on-black crime and how there really is no correlation. Granted, black-on-black crime is a problem that definitely needs to be addressed from time to time, but not as a rebuttal or a response to when I, as a Black man, tell you that my life matters. So, it's Time and a Half with Brother Charles. It's Friday. It is a homecoming weekend. A lot of the alumni and Board of Trustees have pulled up. Shout out to all the Board of Trustees who were looking a little uncomfortable during the demonstration. That's what it is, man. That's the whole point, is to make you uncomfortable, to make you notice what we're going through. And we're going to keep doing what we have to do, because until the police killing stop, we not going to stop. I'm inspired. I'm uplifted. I'm empowered, because I know that my voice was heard today and will continue to be heard. But listen to my voice, but listen to this music as well. It's Time and a Half with Brother Charles. I got a good selection for y'all today. Thank you for rocking with me. In all honesty, I appreciate it.
should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them kill the brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but things changed. That's the way it is. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me in.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
No changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people. They'll be acting right. It's both black and white. It's smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret or conceal the fact. The penitence we pack and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but it's staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's the mother to do. Being real, don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a cheat today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Sell it back to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You gotta make a change. For us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now back with the locks, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up. Back you up, crack you up, and pips back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Cause you won't even think about looking at the real criminal. exercise. Take the word overseer like a sample. Repeat it very quickly and approve for example. Overseer, 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 officer. Yeah, officer from overseer. You need a little clarity? Check the similarity. The overseer rode around the plantation. The officer is on patrol in our nation. The overseer could stop you what you're doing. The officer will pull you over just when he's pursuing. The overseer had the right to get ill. And if you fight back, the overseer had the right to kill. The officer has the right to arrest. And if you fight back, they put a hole in your chest. They both ride horses. After 400 years, I've got no choices. The police don't have a little gun. So when I'm on the streets, I walk around with a bigger one. I hear it all day. Just so they can run the light and be upon their way.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the bees. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the bees. Check out the message in a rough style. The real criminal, I'll see or be. You check for undercover anyone, DG. But just call me a black man, they won't check me. Shine like the sun, but them jealous of them next guy, them jealous board one. Black people still slaves up to today, but the black police officer, let's see it that way. He wants his salary, he wants it, so it put on a badge and kill people for him. My grandfather had a deal with the cops. My great-grandfather dealt with the cops. My great-grandfather had a deal with the cops. And then my great-great-great-great, when is gonna stop? That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Time and a half with Brother Charles. We right back at it. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and get right on into it. Once again, we're talking about the criminality cop out when it comes to the murder of black men in America, and I'm particularly focusing on the case of Keith Lamont Scott because it is quite recent and quite relevant. So, New York Times reads Keith Scott threatened family, wife said in court papers. You know, and they go on to explain about all the, I think his wife had actually, in Gaston County, 2015, magistrate judge issued a protective order the same day that Ms. Scott filed the complaint stating that Mr. Scott owned a firearm. She also had given a restraining order against Scott at a time. And, you know, I read these articles and they explain about all the charges that Mr. Scott faced and how he was a menace and how he was dangerous. But they never really fully connected to the situation at hand, which is him being wrongfully shot down by the police while waiting for his son to get home. And it's funny to me because it's like you throw out all these facts, you do all this research, you know, and you point it back at the black man. But let's start doing a little research on the officers who are supposed to protect and serve, who do the complete opposite. And then you connect it back to different cases like homie in Florida, 19-year-old white guy who killed two people and started to eat somebody's face. And he's alive, y'all. He's a cannibal. He's a killing cannibal. And he's out here just not walking the streets because he's being detained. But at the same time, it's like if somebody can kill and then start to eat somebody's face and you don't think that he should be taken out, but you think somebody sitting in a car reading should be the one that's really, really the threat. I'm trying to tell you it's not weapons. It's just simply our blackness. That's really the weapon that people fear. I want to give a shout out to big homie Liam, who put me onto this KRS-One and Farrenon. Much respect. Much respect. That joint gets to rocking. I completely forgot. Want to give a shout out to Danielle. I'll throw a couple songs on for her. And I want to give a specific and special shout out to Alex Hendrickson, who is the chaplain here at Lafayette College. And she is just a wonderful human being. I always feel the support, like, with everything that she does. She always checks in to make sure, like, during trying times that we're doing okay. And she takes it off of herself. Like, it doesn't feel like she's doing her job. It feels like she's just being a good person. So shout out to Alex. And I want to go back for a little bit and give a shout out to everybody who showed up to Upper last night, because we also did a demonstration in there where we did a sit-in. People performed some great pieces. We were eating, having fellowship, just having a good time. Last night was a little bit more lighthearted, but today actually got really emotional in Farrenon Atrium, the demonstration in there, because I feel like just the emotion and seeing all these people dressed in black. We call it a blackout so it can show that we're standing in solidarity, but we also wear black because in reality we're mourning. Like, I had to come to that realization, is that black is the go-to color because we're mourning for brothers and sisters and children who have been wrongfully slain. And in this country, it takes a toll on the psyche. But here's the silver lining in this. I got about 40 more minutes. I got this music and I got this mic. I'm about to put time and a half in so I can at least start your weekend off right. Announcement, big announcement for anybody who's listening out there. Portlock is having a self-care session tonight starting at 8:30 in Portlock Black Cultural Center. We gotta start saying Black Culture Center, y'all, instead of just Portlock. The Portlock Black Culture Center. All the black people, please pull up. All our allies, please pull up. If you are having a hard time during this time, please take the time out. Don't internalize all your emotions. This is a place where you can let it out and be unapologetically you, and it's gonna be a great time. Once again, 8:30 tonight at the Portlock Black Cultural Center, we are going to be having our self-care session. Probably won't be the last one of the year, unfortunately, but it will be the first of many, and we're gonna have a lot of fun. Once again, it's time and a half with Brother Charles. Oh, I gotta do the little plug for the station. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Our website is WJRH.org, and our phone number is 610-330-5316. All right, let me stop playing. Back to this music, y'all. We'll be right back. Charles. Hey, if anybody's interested in being like my tech in here, because it's struggling being a one-man show in this show, and I got to turn buttons. How you turn buttons, Charles? Press buttons, switch over, do the music. It's hard out here, but we back at it. Time and a half with Brother Charles. It's Friday. It's a little gloomy outside, but we making it, hoping I'm lifting spirits the best way that I can. We're going to switch over a little bit and talk about the tendency for a lot of people out here to immediately reference black on black crime when we go up in arms about how black lives matter in this country. And let me break down black on black crime to those of you who think that is reason for officers of the law to just shoot to kill, basically during every interaction with African Americans. So black on black crime is a matter of what's called proximity. Proximity means that when you are in the same area, community, as, you know, the same demographic, and, you know, in communities, crimes do happen, crimes do occur. And if you are in a area or community that is majority one demographic, it is inevitable that the crimes are that are committed in that area or community are against that demographic. So with that said, black on black crime occurs in black neighborhoods. White on white crime occurs in white neighborhoods. For example, homie who's out here eating people's cheeks, as well as Hispanic on Hispanic crime, Asian on Asian crime, and so on. But if we want to continue to analyze that, let's look at the factors that cause black on black crime in these underprivileged and struggling areas. So if the country as a whole, the government, systematically oppresses a people to the point where they are not allowed to own homes, so they are forced to matriculate to projects in certain areas. If you target the black male, take him out of the home, place him in jail, inevitably creating a cycle and breaking the black family, you create a mindset within the black community that you are destined to struggle. And with that comes a mindset that, well, I'm going to do whatever I can to get as much as I can, because this country isn't allowing me to do what I have to do. So with that comes a reckless nature, comes reckless thoughts, and comes reckless actions. And that has transitioned into this notion that black people in this country are violent for absolutely no reason. Black people in this country are nothing but drug dealers and criminals, when we know that isn't true. But even if the fact that black on black crime does occur, or should I say crime in predominantly African American communities does occur, that does not justify, does not justify African Americans, black people, being killed for absolutely no reason, especially by individuals who take an oath to protect us as American citizens. And you know what's wild to me is, especially when black people say this, is, you know what, y'all, we can't keep asking the police to stop killing us until we stop killing us. Bruh, killing is killing. Killing is killing. Let's just stop killing, period. Like, what? It's okay for Officer Jones to shoot my mans because somebody else was out here killing a brother last week? Like, that makes absolutely no sense. And here's another breakdown for you. You ready? If Daquan shoots me and Daquan gets caught, Daquan is going to jail pretty much forever. It ain't a lot that Daquan can do. He's done for. His mama gonna have to put some money on his books because it's a wrap for Daquan. Now, on the other hand, if Officer Jones shoots me, Officer Jones will be probably given leave, paid leave, go ghost for a little bit, but be rallied behind by the union of officers who aren't gonna condemn his actions. And everybody's going to keep pushing because nothing's going to happen to Officer Jones. None of those killings were justified, but at the same time, the outcome and the result of those killings is going to be completely different. Recognize people who say black on black crime is something that we should reference first when it comes to dealing with police killings. That is absolutely unintelligent and ignorant. Granted, brothers and sisters, we must start taking care of each other and lifting each other up as much as we can and try our hardest to break the system that has been crafted to destroy us. But at the same time, y'all, we need to start holding the people who are supposed to protect us accountable for their actions. And by accountable, I mean sending murderers to jail and not giving them a check just because they have a badge on. Come on, man. And another thing, this is a shout out to my man Zamedio. A lot of people have approached me about the sign that is on the front paper of the Lafayette that was being held up at last week's protest at the game. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, there is a sign that says that we were holding up that says, "Without that badge, you are a B word and a half." Now, a lot of people know the reason why we were sitting during the national anthem to protest police brutality in this country. We were angry. We're upset. We are responding to the oppression in this country. Protests in history, let's just focus on American history, are not supposed to be politically correct. Protests in their history are not supposed to make people feel comfortable. Protests, especially the people who don't understand why you're protesting, those people aren't supposed to be like, "Oh, well, this is great. I'm glad that this is occurring." No! I protest, I put things in your face so you can be uncomfortable. I put things in your face. I wear my all black. I wear these wild signs talking about police brutality because I am an angry black man in this country and I deserve to be heard. And we will do that by any means necessary. You cannot tell me how to respond to my oppression. Therefore, you can't tell me how to protest. If you are offended, good. Because we're going to keep offending you. Because that is the point. We want to make as many people uncomfortable as possible. But we are also open to conversation about what is going on. Do not mistake my anger for being irrational. I'm a very intellectual individual, as are the people who are protesting. We have every reason to be angry, but we also have every reason to sit down and have a conversation with people who are genuinely concerned about what's going on. But do not lose the message of what we're doing just because you see a cuss word on a poster board. The cuss word is not important. The lives of innocent black people are. That is my message. Don't get it twisted. It's time and a half with Brother Charles, y'all. We're going to keep it rocking with this music. Thank you.
Yeah. too naive that she believed every single lie. 17, first time slipped up, about to have a child.
Don't charge that to the game.
Was just us and mom, single parent home. She did the best she could, did it all alone. Met a man, but he won't raise a child that's not his own. No, no, oh no, no. But it's all gravy, hey baby. Shots get popped, the cops shut down the party. Jeans sag low, blow smoke out the ditches. We got luck, but y'all don't know. Y'all don't know. Oh yeah.
Alright, that first track was Fabulous by Jaheim. Don't hate on us, we're fabulous. That's a quick shout out to Dan. She told me to throw that joint on there. I had to do it for her. And that second one was OJ's Love Train, which is in, on pretty much every soundtrack, about 80% of black movies. So a little history lesson for you right there. But yeah, it's about 5:50. My show is almost coming to a close. Want to give a quick reminder that fall break is next week, and I'm going home. So anybody who has been a little bothered by me walking around and playing my music a little loud, y'all gonna have a little break from me, just for a little bit, just for a couple of days. But I just know that I got a boombox in the mail today, and that joint is really loud, and I'm gonna turn it all the way up pretty much until the end of the semester, till I shove off to Morocco in the spring, which is a blessing. Quick shout out to Professor Wendy Wilson Fall, Professor Park, and Dean Selena, who helped me with my appeal, because registrar was playing games and wasn't trying to give me that joint at first. But you know, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I'm rapping over here, but I can't believe they really gave me an hour just to talk on the mic. They didn't recognize what they was about to do. They're gonna kick me off this jump, but we gonna keep it rocking, because it's time and a half with Brother Charles, and I just feel so good. I feel so good. Music is so therapeutic. Life without music, I can't go, man, for real. It's been a long week, a long trying week. I was asked about the protest actually in my political theory class, surprisingly, and it was interesting. I'll give you a little, get you guys hip to a typical Lafayette class experience when race is brought up. So my political theory professor, good guy, Professor Miller, before class even started, asked me personally to explain what we were doing, the purpose behind it, and all that jazz. And I proceeded to explain. And he said that he could either leave what we just talked about as like an announcement to the class, just to show them what's going on, or you know, in a political theory class with all these things that are occurring that are somewhat political, we could talk about it in depth, you know, maybe take up the whole entire class. But it was based on, you know, class reaction. Unfortunately, you know, not too many people were eager to do that. And it's just funny to me, because I recognize like race isn't easy to talk about for everybody, but you can't just walk around and act like there's nothing going on. I'm learning that there's people out here who actually do that, which I find absolutely amazing. But to everybody that's listening, that knows somebody who is like that, who always just kind of wants to shrug over the race aspect, or even gets upset when race is brought up, don't be afraid to talk about race in front of them. If not, force them to talk about race, because it is a reality in this country that is affecting so many people. We are on a college campus, y'all. It's time to be a little uncomfortable and challenge yourself to have these conversations, because you are going to leave Lafayette eventually, and it's going to be in your face, and you won't know how to deal with it because you didn't take the time out to talk about it with, like, I don't know, maybe a person of color on your college campus. So I'll leave you with that, y'all. Hey, my time is really up. I had fun in here today, for real. I'm in here talking to myself. But I know that somebody's out there listening, rocking with me on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. I will leave you with Brother Michael. This song is very inspiring, and I hope you get to cranking on this Friday evening, because it's about to be a good night. It's about to be a good weekend. Grown is Sexy tomorrow night, Saturday, Down the Hill. I think it starts at like, I don't want to give the wrong information. I think it starts at like 8:30. But the people to talk to with Javante Anderson, Makai, as well as Zuli, who are the inhabitants of the Portlock Black Cultural Center, as well as Valerie Melson, who is the president of ABC, or Khadija Akeem, who is also on the board. Also, Taylor White, who is also on the board. I'm putting y'all on right now. Grown and Sexy tomorrow night. Come celebrate. I think a couple alumni might pull up, might not. It's going to be a good time. Once again, this is Time and a Half with Brother Charles, and my time is up. Hope you enjoyed, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, y'all. I'm out.